I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Summer Festival welcomes the Yael Weiss, Mark Kaplan, Clancy Newman trio for a performance Thursday, July 10th at 8 o'clock in our hall on the program music of Beethoven and Antonin Dvorak, and a work by a composer named Laura Auerbach. Pianist Yael Weiss and violinist and Jacobs School of Music faculty member Mark Kaplan are our guests. Yael says that her home is in New York, and you say your home is airline terminals.
That's right, yeah. Well, because I'm really evenly divided New York and Bloomington so that I can do my teaching.
Now, you open the concert with Beethoven, Opus 1, Number 1. Yael, what are the things about this that delight you the most?
Oh, yes, there's so many. This may actually be the first modern piano trio, because really with the works of Mozart and Haydn for the same kind of group, we find that they write for the piano primarily, and the pieces are essentially piano concertos or piano sonatas with some help from the violin and mostly just doublings from the cello. Beethoven was really the first composer to start opening up the medium and exploring the possibilities of three different instruments playing together. So there are a lot more independent lines for the cello and the violin, of course. For me, this is a very special piece. Not only Beethoven himself thought it was very special, was special enough to give it his first opus number, but also the kind of wonderful energy that is in the writing is absolutely incredible. And the wealth of musical ideas from somebody so young, for me, is always just very, very inspiring.
Well, one other thing about the Beethoven here on the program is that just a couple of years ago, we played the entire cycle at the IU Summer Festival. And then we thought, okay, here we're going to play Beethoven again. What better thing than to sort of start the cycle again?
Yael describes the Beethoven as the first modern piano trio, and you're going to actually follow it with a work from the 21st century.
It's a little more modern, I guess. Yeah, the Auerbach is an amazing piece, which we actually commissioned. She's a Russian-American, and her work is very heavily steeped in Russian traditions, but it has her own very distinct kind of twist to it.
Laura Auerbach's piece is called Triptych, The Mirror with Three Faces. She's not just a composer.
She's also a visual artist and also a poet.
This piece appears on a new CD of the trio of all new compositions. Many composers shy away from giving concrete images or words to their sound. But she said that maybe instead of program notes, she will provide one of her own artworks that she worked at the same time as the music. In her case, actually, the different arts seem to be all unified, which I thought was very, very interesting.
And this piece actually refers to a painting in triptych style in the movement titles, so that it's you're sort of opening up the painting as you go through the piece.
The Laura Auerbach piece is part of your latest CD that's all 21st century music. It also contains music by Chen Yi, Paul Schoenfeld, and your own Clancy Newman. Your concert on the 10th, Beethoven, Auerbach, and then the second half, Antonin Dvorak.
Yes. This is an unusual program, and we actually haven't noticed this until we've sent the program to the festival. All the compositions are by composers very early in their career. Beethoven, of course, was Opus 1. Lara is still a young person. And Dvorak, this is his very first piano trio.
Yeah, and it has that kind of very distinctive Dvorak flavor. It's hard to say, is it really folk music or folk influenced, or that our idea of what Czech folk music is because that's what Dvorak wrote.
Youthful music from young composers played by the Weiss-Kaplan-Newman trio. Our guests have been Yael Weiss and Mark Kaplan. The concert takes place 8 o'clock, Thursday, July 10th, in the Jacobs School's Our Hall and on WFIU, hosted by Joe Getz. Beethoven Opus 1, Number 1, Laura Auerbach's Triptych, and Antonin Dvorak's Opus 21 in B-flat. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.